Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today we're jumping into how our digital world actually came to be, its origins, its growth.
Yeah, it's quite a story.
We've got some really interesting source material here, looking at the people, the big ideas, the innovations, and how society sort of shifted along with it.
Right.
Our mission really is to try and unpack the key things that, you know, sparked this whole digital revolution, give you a clearer picture.
Sounds good. So the beginning, it's funny. It starts conceptually, doesn't it?
You mean like before actual computers?
Exactly. You have Alan Turing way back thinking about this thing he called a universal machine.
Okay.
And it wasn't hardware, not like we think of it. It was more, well, a blueprint, I suppose. Hmm. An idea that any calculation could be done by some machine.
Ah, so separating the task from the tool.
Precisely. That's the core idea that, you know, opened the door for software, for programs that could run on different machines. It was fundamental.
Okay, I get that. But ideas need, well, fertile ground, right? They don't just happen in a vacuum.
No, absolutely not. And the sources really stress this: the social environment is key.
How so?
Well, think about the early internet. A lot of that initial push, the funding, it came from military research.
Right, needing reliable networks.
Exactly. They needed communication systems that could withstand disruption. That practical need drove a lot of the early infrastructure development.
So you've got the core concept and then these, well, these enabling environments. And then come the people who really build on that.
Yeah, the individuals who make these leaps. Tim Berners-Lee, for instance.
The World Wide Web guy. Hard to overstate that one.
Right. I mean, he didn't invent the internet itself, but he created the web, the HTTP, the URLs, the browser idea.
He basically made it usable for, well, for us.
For everyone.
That's it. He took it from a tool mostly for scientists and academics and turned it into this, you know, global information space we all live in now. Accessing and sharing stuff became incredibly simple.
And then you have figures like Steve Jobs, Apple. They often took existing tech and made it desirable, yeah. User-friendly. Think about the personal computer revolution or the smartphone.
They weren't always first with the tech,
yeah,
but they were masters at packaging it, making it intuitive.
That shift towards the everyday user, that was massive. Putting that power into people's hands, changing how we interact with everything.
But like you said, it wasn't just these big names working alone. Our sources talk a lot about collaboration, too.
Oh, definitely. That's crucial. The open source movement is a huge example.
Explain that a bit. What did that mean, really?
Basically, it's a philosophy, right? People sharing the underlying code for software freely. Anyone can use it, modify it, build on it.
So it's like a collective effort.
Exactly. It led to super rapid innovation. So many fundamental internet technologies, the stuff running behind the scenes that you rely on every day, came out of this open, collaborative approach.
Okay, so putting it all together, you've got Turing's concept, the supportive environments like military research, key people like Berners-Lee and Jobs making things accessible.
And this powerful undercurrent of collaboration, like open source.
And the result is this. Well, this complete transformation of society.
It really is. Communication, work, information access, entertainment, it's touched everything.
What's interesting is framing it not just as tech, you know.
Yeah.
The sources say it's broader.
Yeah, it's not just coding and hardware, though that's obviously vital. It was driven by a shared vision almost, a desire to connect, to share, to build something new together. It was a societal shift enabled by tech.
So let's quickly recap. We started with the foundational concepts, like Turing's universal machine.
Then the social environments that allowed these ideas to grow, like the early internet research.
We touched on key individuals, Berners-Lee giving us the web, Jobs making tech user-friendly.
And highlighted the massive impact of collaboration, especially through things like open source.
All leading to the huge societal changes we see all around us.
Right. Which kind of leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener. Think about how that same spirit, that mix of vision and collaboration that kicked off this whole revolution, how it's still shaping technology today. It's constantly evolving.
Good point.
So maybe ask yourself, what role could you, in your own way, play in where it all goes next?